The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 23rd, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your health journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, the King Daddy podcaster of East Ridge, Chattanooga, Tennessee, south of the Alaskan line, all the way down to Brazil, is Clint Powell.
Wow.
That's some geography there.
I don't have a map. I figure that means I'm a pretty big deal.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, let's start this off with something that you're interested in. Look at my sleep last night.
Am I seeing a 46% 10?
20% recovery, 10 HRV, and a 43% sleep. That's not good according to my Whoop, sir.
That is not good according to Ed Jones.
Right. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd show because I know this is a show about health.
Well, we need to talk about people's sleep, and yours exceedingly needs to be spoken about.
Yes.
So what are we doing about that, Clint Powell?
So tonight, I'm going to have more of a routine. I'm going to have more of a dark environment. I'm going to put my phone 5 feet away, a minimum of 5 feet away.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to take some GABA. I am going to take some melatonin, some Benadryl. I'm going to immerse myself in a cold plunge. I'm going to sacrifice the hair of a newt and make some sort of brew in witchcraft and go to bed.
Well, you must have got most of that from my sleep ebook.
You did not. Yeah, I did, but you did not include the newt, the hair of a newt.
The newt.
That's on me.
Nor the Benadryl.
No. Benadryl. Neither one of those things. Don't do that. That's Clint's unsolicited, unofficial advice. What do you got going on for us today,
sir? My sleep has been doing remarkably well. Mm-hmm. And getting, as long as I get over 70s on numbers, I'm feeling pretty decent. 76. I'm almost Herculean, and at 85, I am pretty much a genius, pretty much across the board.
And I wasn't listening. Sorry, I fell asleep there for a second. It said something about something.
I want to tell you, we're going to have a guest in the third segment.
Ooh.
And is a guest that you know him pretty well, and he's when he studies a certain topic, he really digs deep and he becomes like an expert.
Uh-huh.
And his name is Ed Jones, and he's going to talk about the relationship between gum and teeth health and cognitive and cardiovascular health. Let me tell you something. I know in my life there's times that I kind of tread water and I think, yeah, I got this figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with health, I think I got all the boxes checked. Hey, I have learned that I only had half the boxes checked, and a lot of them were the wrong box that I was checking.
Gotcha.
I have a whole new game plan and respect for creating a healthier gums and teeth, not for my gums and teeth, but for my mental state and my cardiovascular state. So we'll be talking to Ed Jones in the third segment today.
I heard that guy can be a difficult guest, but I'll help rattle him. I'll corral him a little bit.
He does raise his voice every now and then.
He's very angry.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you some massive updates on my continuous glucose monitor because it's coming off of my arm tomorrow, but I love it that people come up to me in like the gym and restaurants. Not always, because I really value solitude also. I need that. I have a deficiency of quiet time, but this guy came up to me 3 days ago and he said, you know, I've been watching you on TikTok with that continuous glucose monitor. He said, you know, you can get that free, don't you? I said, what?
Whoa.
I thought, you know, he just didn't have it figured out. He showed me on the phone, and I'm going to tell everybody how you can get a free Libra 3.
Is that what that is?
Which is mine.
Yeah.
Which is the state of the art for free for 15 days. Pretty dang good, isn't it?
Where does the information go?
I'm not telling until the second segment.
Okay, this that's is a, fine, yeah, because I don't want China to get it, but go ahead. Yeah. I don't want Tic Tac or whatever.
So I looked at restaurants. I always, of course, we have a mention at times because I am a professional eater-outer. That's pretty good.
Isn't that crazy? You talk like that with good sleep. That's nuts. But keep going. It's just...
Okay. Seed Old Scout is the app I love.
Uh-huh.
And it rates restaurants about whether they're using good oils or these terrible seed oils, which are devastating the health of this country in many ways. And so Public House popped up today, and it says dine cautiously. There's one rating worse than that, but dine cautiously. However, El Primo, which is one of my favorite restaurants, says dine happily.
Okay.
So they have gotten on board to the fact, let's use better oils, let's use olive oil, let's use tallow, and things like that.
Did you see the article I sent you that a local station had published it as a TV article or a TV news headline? And you said you were going to look into it about the dangers are the health of seed oils. It was really a weird article.
I did.
Especially when it's contrary to everything I've heard you say for 2 years. What did you say about that, or is it?
It was an article that was denying all that many of us are speaking about, from Dr. Saladino down to the peons like me, regarding seed oils' dangers. And they're saying, no, it's not true, that vegetable oils are very healthy. They've just simply bought into the same old dogma. And also, I will, and you can't see this on the surface, but they have to be heavily vegan, or they would not have said that. Because you can't really endorse what I'm talking about and not be vegan.
Really?
Because you have to be using butter. You don't have to be. It's hard to use these other oils unless they're animal-derived oils, because there's really not a bottle of any vegetable oil that has anything but dangerous on the ingredient. So it requires we're not going to know why the agenda was created.
You know what's really weird? I just looked it up while you were talking, and I didn't mean to hijack the show, but this is such a big part of what you talk about. And it says this is through AI, and it gives several sources because it just aggregates the information. The health effects of seed oils are a subject of debate among nutritionists and scientists. Some research suggests that it's negative. Others suggest it's not that it's okay in moderation. My question is, how's that possible? And I'm not saying that science can't contradict itself, and that's not what it's meant to do, right? We want science to contradict bad science. But it seems to me that you should at least come out on the side of, it's mostly this or it's mostly that, instead of one side saying they're terrible and the other side saying, no, they're not bad at all. That's just weird, unless there's money involved.
But. Well, that plus there's too many variables when you study the human system, because rats are not identical to us. Now, they can give us great information, but they don't copycat us on some genetics in certain ways. And they certainly don't copycat the fact that our diets are different from an evolutionary standpoint. So it takes so long to come up with some wise conclusions. And look how many things we got wrong in regard to not only common sense, but also with science and traditional models of healthcare. And we learn I hate to say it, we learn from mistakes.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
And, when I had one of my instructors a couple of months ago said in the when I was doing a flight in my plane, he said, everything written on that checklist was first written in blood. And I never thought about that. And I thought, wow, that is true, because the only way it got on the checklist was that somebody probably died.
Yeah. Okay. Good note. Shut the door. Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real quickly, back to my continuous glucose monitor.
Yes,
why did I get this? I got it from Optimize U. And they are awesome because they believe in the same philosophy that I do. Laura does, Josh does, Justin does, that the healthier, the way to be the healthiest and have the lowest body fat is to have the lesser amount of fluctuations with blood sugar. How do you know if it's fluctuating? You're not going to know with a finger prick, because you can't do that every hour of every day.
Right.
So a continuous glucose monitor sticks on the back of your arm. It is almost painless. nothing. It's like a tiny toothpick that just kind of stabbed you. And then every 2 minutes, I'm getting a number. Well, what I have learned over the past 4 weeks is very beneficial to, I feel, my long-term health. And I am going to be in the contest this year, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo on July 19th. And it's going to be another fantastic contest.
I think it's at the Trade Center this year.
At the Trade Center, which will be fantastic. Yeah. And so this is also going to help me to fine-tune my ability to lose body fat the last 8 weeks. I'm going to put these things back on a month before the contest. But I want to ask you a question.
Oh, here
because
we go.
This was something actually Katie, my daughter, figured out for me because I went down and I eat at Southern Star about 3 to 4 days a week.
Okay.
I love their broccoli, and I know what to eat there that agrees with me, and I also feel very healthy about it. Well, I ate, and quiche is a pretty overall healthy food to me. Now, a cardiologist would think it's horrible, but because it has the right fats in it, mm-hmm. I am a big fan of it. It agrees with me digestion-wise. It agrees with a lot of things. And I felt like it kept my blood sugar steady before I had this monitor. Well, guess what? I've had 2 servings of quiche down there. It was beautiful. Then I had a quiche that was had caramelized onions in it. Do you know what a caramelized onion is?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I mean,
what makes it caramelized?
They put it in something, and they cook it in a skillet,
yeah.
And it's some sort of honey or molasses.
No,
or something.
They don't use that. When I look up AI, but you're right. It's a long-cooked onion.
Yeah. And they're awesome.
And it jacked me up like I had just had 2 milkshakes, and I did not realize it. I thought it was something else.
They didn't put it in something? No.
I asked Katie about it because she ran the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Clinic at Nutrition World for years. And on that list, in bold print, was you are not allowed to eat caramelized onions. I had no idea back then why. Well, now I know caramelized onions is a demon to your blood sugar.
Really?
Who would think that eating a caramelized onion could put body fat on you? Nobody. No one. This is why I'm going to recommend this continuous glucose monitor. I'll tell you in the second segment of how to get one for free.
I feel like our second segment guest has kind of interrupted the first segment. And you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes guests sit in the green room. You're like, okay, guest, you're coming in second segment. Mm-hmm. And none of them yet have walked into the room in the middle of us doing a segment and gone, hey, let's go ahead and start talking, blah, 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 interrupting.
What was that? That's some nonsense.
It was. I'm just saying they normally stayed in their timeline. It looks like the second mm-hmm. segment guest has come in and interrupted the first segment.
Well, he might come in on the third segment. He's running late.
Well, I'm surprised you ain't dropped that. And he's the boss.
All right, brother. That's it for this segment.
Uh-huh.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be covering a lot of these, I feel like, very important parts to this puzzle of health. And it is a puzzle. You brought up the fact that, you know, why can't we get more definitive answers? We're not dealing in technology. We're not dealing in computers. We're not dealing in even farming or things like that. It is far more complex to come up with the variables that go into what makes us live longer and healthier. And we've come a long way. We've got a long ways to go, but we're going to help you along this path. So when we come back, I'm going to be talking about the relationship between teeth, gums, and your brain and your heart. Had no idea the mistakes I was making. Well, wait till you hear about that. So for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we've done each week now for 7 years. I did a podcast I told you about, Clint, just yesterday, and it was on the correlation between our gum and teeth health and how it relates to the heart and the cognitive function of the human body. You know, I've always seen the headlines. I've always kind of read those first few sentences of, you know, important to go to the dentist because not only does it affect your teeth, but it affects the rest of your body. I never took a deep dive into this subject until recently. Well, one of my several team members asked me to do a podcast on this topic. Well, I spent minimum 7 hours over the past 8 days and listen to the people that I really trust, like Huberman, a dentist on Instagram that you can look up, which is phenomenal, called Ask the Dentist. I think his name is Dr. Bohannon, and others on different platforms. Well, I got a true education about why or what I could be doing better. And I want to talk about it just a little bit on this segment because, you know, we think bad teeth care has to do with cavities, and we have to go spend money, and we have to get fillings, and Well, it is. That is the least of your concerns, let me tell you, because I see study after study on the relationship between the bacteria in your mouth, or secondly, the bigger word is microflora or microbiome. What is that? That is we heard about the microbiome of the gut, which is basically the bugs within us that is actually not me. It is the others that are my associates in life, but they're not Edward Jones. Well, those play a major role in our long-term health. There's no doubt, because with our way that we've lived in this processed food and chemicalized society, we have disrupted the healthy microflora. We know that because when people go and study the individual still living in the very primal areas of life, there are still places around that have that. Their diversity of microbiome is vastly different than the ones in the countries that have cities and cars and pollution and all the foods. So didn't realize until a few years ago, though, that we have a significantly different microbiome in the mouth. And that microbiome is pretty much what rules us. And if you think about a big population, if you had a huge family of 25 or 30 people, you're always going to have a few outliers, one or two or three, I wouldn't say troublemakers, but maybe more drama, maybe more challenges. And then you'll have some that are just easygoing, and you'll have a few that are, you know, the movers and shakers. As long as the ones that are creating the drama are very minimized, it doesn't matter they're there, as long as we have enough of the others to balance that. Well, it's the same with the microflora. And what Staphylococcus mutans is what we don't want to have in our mouth. What is that? That is the bacteria that will cause holes in your enamel of your teeth. Well, the holes in there are significant, but the problem is that it's also creating more negative bacteria that's producing inflammation within the body. And I mean, they even call Alzheimer's is a type of inflammation, and also call it type 3 diabetes because they run hand in hand. Well, the diseases that are increased by unhealthy gum and teeth are cognitive decline, cardiac disease, blood flow issues, diabetes, eye health, immune function. I didn't know this one until I really delved in. Pregnancy complications, lung health, blood pressure, erectile dysfunction, and one far overlooked one is mental health. And lastly is AFib. We've talked about AFib before. Very, very frustrating because it's like an electrical dysfunction of the heart. Well, perhaps the people looking into this have overlooked the fact of the relationship between the bacteria in your teeth. Now, I've listened to several dentists who have treated people who test for the microflora and end up some of these people with rheumatoid, some of these people with other chronic diseases, sometimes vastly improve when they change the microflora. Well, the thing is, fixing your teeth doesn't change it. It's, again, we go back to treating symptoms. Well, what we need to do is, and I'm not going to go through the list anymore, but what we need to do, or what I am going to do, is one, is did not realize how quickly the toothbrush becomes our demon. Every 2 weeks, you need to change.
So I was saying 30 days.
Yep, two weeks. And here's a second reason for that. When you start using a brush, let's say you remember back in the day, Clint, I'm sure when you would use one of these brushes to maybe clean your car and you did your wheels of your car or the grout in a bathroom, it wouldn't take long and you could see those bristles change. Well, what's happening is the microplastics are coming off of your toothbrush. Well, microplastics have now been found in plaque. It's potentially being found in the brain, so Alzheimer's could be a risk of that. And they say that we have ingesting now about the equal to a credit card size of plastic every month if you drink bottled water. Yes, look it up on AI.
Credit card?
Yeah, credit card size, microplastics. Look it up, R&D department. And
this is why I don't talk.
And if I am falsely saying that, then just wink at me and we'll just pretend like I didn't say it.
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
And so we don't want that. So order your toothbrushes in quantities and get the softest one. We are not cleaning tires or grout on tile, and the enamel of our teeth do not need to be scrubbed. They just need to remove food particles so this Staphylococcus mutans, which is the bacteria in there that feeds on it, will not be able to do that. Second, mouth breathing. Mouth breathing is one of the biggest insults to the microflora and also to increasing the Staphylococcus mutans. Because when your saliva is dry at night, the Staphylococcus goes crazy if there's any one particle of food, and that's just going to be probable there is some. So mouth taping, as I've talked about hundreds of times. If you want to hear the research on this, you can go and Google The Holistic Navigator with the word breath. I'd go through a whole storyline of how Dr. Buteyko in Russia discovered the fact that if we mouth breathe, we will live a shorter, unhealthier life. In fact, he says, and I haven't seen this verified, other than dogs and cats, if an animal has their nose crushed to a point where they can't breathe through their nose, they will be dead within 30 to 45 days because of the change of carbon dioxide and oxygen. But I've been mouth taping now for 15 years. Rarely do I ever forget it. And if I have, I'll look for Scotch tape. I'll look for something. I don't use Elmer's glue or any of those, Clint. I don't want you to get any ideas in case you're out of tape.
No,
you're
doing good. This segment's been fun for my ego. Yeah, thanks. Okay. So far, so good.
And so mouth taping is next. We have to mouth tape to create the right oxygen carbon dioxide ratios. Next, how about toothpaste and mouthwash? I brought a bottle of Listerine onto my podcast that I did yesterday. and I gave a little bit of history. Listerine was invented somewhere around 1885. Been used since then. Still recommended. It is horrendous to your microflora in your mouth, and doesn't it make sense? This is like almost like an antibiotic. So it's going to wipe out every single constituent of healthy bacteria in your mouth. Well, it seems unfair, but the unhealthier seems to be more vigilant in coming back faster than the healthy. So I don't use mouthwash because I kind of common sense wise, long time ago, thought something that burns my gums and my tongue the way it does probably can't be very healthy. But now we have research to show it kills the microflora. What do we do about that? Well, we don't use things that kill bacteria in your mouth unless you do it very seldom, maybe once a week if you did oil pulling with essential oils or you did something else. But to use these strong mouthwashes is a no-no for the rest of your life. Yeah, it gives you good fresh breath for 15 minutes. If you got to walk out of your office and go kiss a woman for 3 minutes, well, you can use a mouthwash. Other than that, it's too risky to put that mouthwash in, just for you, Clint, just in case, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but cool.
Oh, okay.
No, so I read up the credit card thing,
yeah,
and it looks like it's around the size of 50 plastic bags a year.
That's huge.
That's what, I mean, that's, and I could be wrong, but this is off of sciencedirect.com.
That's more than a credit card a month.
Yeah.
Well, that shows that we, and I talked about this about 3 months ago. I tested my blood for microplastics. There isn't a number, but what the number showed me was that I have less microplastics than 75% of the population, and I have more than 25%. I'm pretty happy with that score. Yeah,
and I'm going to read this while we're on break, and I'm going to make sure that what I said is correct, because now it's going into how they did the research, which I find these fascinating, these research articles.
Well, and the other thing here is what Listerine also did is called it caused erectile dysfunction, because here's the whole theory and why it's sound. Now, I'm kind of blowing it up into a headline like media might do. It's not, there's 50 different comments about this. Anything that kills the microflora kills another process, which is making nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, the two gentlemen who discovered that got a Nobel Prize in medicine for the discovery of this molecule. We now know that nitric oxide, which is helpful in so many areas of relaxing the flow of blood in the body. When you don't have enough nitric oxide, the arteries are more constricted. You do not get the blood flow. Everything starts falling apart with less blood flow. That's one reason hyperbaric works well, because it's kind of forcing that blood flow and oxygen back in. But when you don't have good microflora, you are going to have the probability of a lot of other health issues, one of which is erectile dysfunction, because it requires the plumbing that is relaxed in order to get blood to the parts. So who would have thought about that? So what do I do about that? What did I recommend? Fermented foods. My Clint doesn't like the way it looks when I drink it. It says it looks like white paint, but my kefir or kefir that I do every single day. But then Life Extension is a marvelous scientific company that gave me the literature and the research on a product called Oral Hygiene. And it's the probiotic that you let dissolve in your mouth that has two different probiotics that will establish two of the most important ones for the prevention of Alzheimer's. And so those are vastly important. How do I know it's going to work? Heck no. But you know what? I am a gambler and I love good odds. These are great odds because they can't hurt you.
That's what I'm saying. You can't hurt yourself. If you're trying to do something better and it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
That's right. Okay. So,
well, and the credit card thing, it is a little less than that. They said the hypothesis was, if you keep reading that article, it's about half. That doesn't matter. It's still about what you said is about a credit card size. So you're pretty correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I spent that whole time doing research while you were talking about your gums.
Man.
Yeah, and your, whatever.
Whatever.
And other stuff.
Create a plan. It's time for you to create a plan for your gum and teeth health.
I do the coconut stuff.
Oh, let's talk about oil pulling real quick.
Yeah, I do that.
Thank you for that.
I do it about once a week.
Okay. And I always talk about creating a team of informed people you can learn from. Please go to Instagram and put in Ask the Dentist. I was freaking blown away. I heard it on Huberman. Huberman said, oh, this guy's fantastic. He just, on a real quickly, he said, it's on Instagram, Ask the Dentist. Well, I always go and look when people I respect talk about things. Don't put it off till later, because you'll never remember. Ask the Dentist, Instagram. I got addicted within 30 seconds. I could not stop looking at his advice. This guy is a retired dentist now, but he says, if we lived on a carnivore diet, you could throw away your toothbrush. Right. You throw away your floss. And the other last thing is there is a way to rebuild cavities. If they're not too deep, you use a toothpaste that has hydroxyapatite in it, and that hydroxyapatite can rebuild if you take away the bad bacteria. And then the next, I said is the last thing. It's next to the last thing. Xylitol is a miracle. Xylitol gum, any kind of xylitol will, the bad Staphylococcus mutans will eat it, but they have no calories basically in it, so they starve. And I don't feel sorry for them at all.
No,
you don't. Okay,
I'm glad you know. Staphylococcus stinky things. Get out of here.
So doing that after every meal will make that Staphylococcus not a happy Staphylococcus.
And that's what I live by. I don't want my Staphylococcus being a happy. I want it to be miserable.
Well, your Staphylococcus. Okay.
Listen, it's not my radio show. You go ahead and close it up however you want to, buddy.
I didn't say the last word.
That's all okay. Right. That's how you get padlocked right here. Yeah. Keep going.
All right. Time to move on to the subject, which is the next segment. And we're going to be talking about a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I got a great comment about methylene blue that I wrote down. And I'm going to, a lady who texts me about the miracle that happened in her life about methylene blue. And I got a little bit of concerning news about a guest that's been on her show that we can just give some good thoughts and prayers to.
Oh, okay.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering all those subjects, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. I'm not going to give any details, but I just want people to have in their heart and prayers Charlie Wysong. He is having some challenges that I'm not going to speak about, but I am here to help him. He's got a great support system, and I will, as he gives me permission, be more free to tell you more information about that.
Sending prayers and shout-outs to that. Yes, that's a good family, yeah.
I had a friend from back in the 70s. Her name was Rita Kay. Her brother, Steve Kay, went to Eastridge. They lived in Eastridge. Okay. I don't know. And she has moved out of town and you know, about, I guess, the same age as me, maybe 2 years younger. And she moved back up here because she had some difficulties, too, and had to do some work up here for a couple of months. Well, she texts me, and she said, she calls me Eddie because that's what my wife called me back in the day. And I didn't grow up till I was about 40, about when I got divorced and I became Ed. But she said, "Hi, Eddie, I'm still in Chattanooga, but I've caught this terrible flu or whatever it is. I've been taking oil of oregano and took some oscillococcinum, which is a really good remedy for the flu. But the thing is, it only works for the flu. If you don't have the flu, it's not going to work for it." But then she said, "Obviously, it's something other than the flu." And she said, "What do you recommend?" Well, she said that at that point, she said, "I honestly thought I was going to die 2 nights ago. I was so sick. I've never felt anything like this." And I said, "I think that some of this massive sickness is a man-made virus. I don't know how nature could make a virus that makes us feel so horrible." She said, "I completely agree with you." So I said, "I personally would be taking methylene blue at about 20 to 30 milligrams a day with 6 olive leaf." The next day, 24 hours later, I text her and I said, "How are you feeling?" She said, "OMG, Eddie." Within 4 hours after I took the blue and the olive leaf, I felt 75% better. Is that stuff really that good? And I said, "Yes, it is in some cases." So just a huge fan of methylene blue. I'm not a massive fan of it every day for prevention. I'm a massive fan in your toolbox.
Let me ask you a question. Let's take methylene blue out. I want to ask you this, and this is, I've asked it before, but I like throwing you on a curveball. If you only could take one and you were starting to feel under the weather, you don't know if it's the flu or COVID or whatever. If you only could take one, would you take manuka honey, olive leaf, or the oregano oil?
See? No.
Look at that look. That's like asking me what my favorite donut is. My brain just defaults.
I would have to just keep on going to the store 3 times and get all 3 of them.
Well, okay,
with methylene blue.
What if somebody only has $30? Take methylene blue out. I just want
you
those
do.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no. If you took methylene blue out of it, at this point, I would be doing olive leaf, and then I'd do manuka second.
Okay.
And then I would do
oregano.
Oregano be fourth if I can throw methylene blue in the mix.
Yeah, I like how you redo the rules as I set them, but that's fine. If I could change the rules to my rules, it'd be different. Yeah.
Hey, we just had an amazing training from a mushroom company, and I'm not going to mention their name because they're very conservative to the public, but they also are the most knowledgeable of any mushroom company out there. I learned a couple things that I was blown away by.
They haven't been on the radio show before.
No, they have not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And what it was the fact the research is very clear on an antiviral mushroom that if you do it for 4 days has almost 95% effectiveness. And we're talking from the COVIDs to the bird flu to this flu. And the key is dosage. And this is where I've always felt that there was some lackings, because we can talk about the fact that turkey tail and the other mushrooms, you know, take these. Well, the key, the dose makes the poison, or it makes the benefit happen. It has to be dose related. And what I learned was blew me away. The girl said, if you start getting under the weather and you take a garrikon is a mushroom and turkey tail is the two mushrooms you take, and you have to do 6 grams a day. That's 12 pills of each of those for 3 to 4 days. That's all you need. You quit after 4 days. Absolutely works in the studies. Incredible. And because it cannot be patented, because no one who's going to go from a pharmaceutical company visit doctor's offices, and also corporate medicine will not allow the prescribing of holistic natural remedies, that will never be in the purview of the public. But let me tell you something. I got me a bottle of turkey tail and the other one sitting on my counter of my office, which is...
Would you trust that more than olive leaf?
No, olive leaf. Yeah. Here's the reason: mushrooms have the ability to change the way your body's fighting an infection. Olive leaf doesn't do any of that. What olive leaf does, it's antiviral in itself. So you got two different mechanisms of action.
Can I ask? And if you're not finished with the mushroom thing, I was just going to ask a pushback question, which I don't. You know, I try to always ask.
Yeah.
So if you tell me it takes 4 days, but if I get sick, and let's say I don't take any mushrooms, mm-hmm. I have a horrible 4 or 5 days. By day 4 to 7, I'm going to start feeling better anyway.
You are.
Right?
Yep.
So is it possible that they've just given me the 4 day window because I'll start feeling better then? Or is there science behind it, the dosage and stuff?
Heavy science.
Does that make sense on
that
question?
Yes, totally.
Though? Okay.
If I started testing every herbal remedy at day 4 of an infection, I'm going to look like a hero.
That's what kind of my theory is.
Yeah.
Well, hell, by the seventh day, if you take. Mm-hmm. Clint's Tic Tacs over here, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel bad for 7. Day 8, you're gonna feel pretty good. I'd be like, well, then I could throw that on anything.
Well, one of the other studies was, and it was done in a very high class institution, using placebo controlled double blind studies. That means the people who are looking at the information doesn't know who got the fake pill and who didn't.
Right.
They know that when women are treated with chemotherapy and radiation for breast cancer, their immune system does not rebound, sometimes never, but most of the time it does, but it will be a minimum of 1 year. So what they did was they had a pretty large group of women, and they gave them these doses of 6 grams of turkey tail and a garrikon, 6 grams each, that's 12 pills each, as soon as they finished their chemo treatment. Their blood work showed a renewal of immune system at 2 weeks that took the other ones 9 months to achieve.
Wow.
They only did this for about 1 to 2 months, and then they went back to low dosing. When mushrooms, to me, are the miracles of this earth, because it can actually feed on motor oil, live through it, and turn it into a type of good, healthy soil.
Yeah.
So nothing on this earth can do what mushrooms can do. I've taken low-dose mushrooms. When I say low-dose, 2 pills a day of different brands, combinations. I love reishi, love turkey tail, chaga, cordyceps. All those are great mushrooms. And I've always taken small doses. I'm not going to do a big dose unless I got under the weather, but it will now be added to my protocol as far as what I take, because I've never done high doses. Mm. Makes sense. I mean, we're big people. I mean, I weigh 181. You weigh 281. Mm. And it takes a lot of pills to fill up a body that big.
Here's the fun thing about this show. When Ed says something that he knows is just a lie that makes me look bad, he keeps talking like he's serious, but his face is just so cute because he gets this little smirk like, I've said something funny. No one knows it, though. I'm not 281 pounds.
I'm
pretty close. Just stacked muscle like you're... This is a muscled wall of 281.
Well, hey, there's a contest coming up. Let's get you in there. Then.
Man, listen, I'll compare my one ab. You pick out your best ab. I'll pick out my best ab. I've got one ab. That's it.
Somebody told me Liver King actually had fake abs put in.
Of course, I 100% would.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true,
but
did you see him?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Tell people about your super duper crazy podcast coming up.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired already thinking about it. 4 a.m. Friday, March 28th, going to 4 a.m. Saturday, March 29th. 24 hours of podcasting for a cause. I was actually in the studio today trying to work out some camera issues. We're going to get it figured out because Sean Whitfield here at Whitfield Media Studios does a great job. But it's going to be, we're raising money for YCAP, the YMCA YCAP program, the early intervention for kids, at-risk kids. They get them before they go down the wrong path too much. They help 75 kids a day, 3 different locations, one of the oldest nonprofits in the state of Tennessee. They use boxing, woodworking, gardening, tutoring, guitar, art. a lot of ways to reach kids, let them know there's other options out there. They surround them with people in the community to just keep them on the right path. So we're going to have about 34 guests in and out dropping in that day from the mayor, the county, DA with Cody Womp and Tim Kelly to pro football players, ex-pro football players. You're going to be on David Roddy, Jeff Styles, Rich Mazingo, John Ballinger, cool. Brian Stone, Chastity Snowden, people from Slovakia, California, Florida, and New York will all be tuning in as part of guests. It's, you know, we're trying to raise 10 grand. We've raised right at $5,000. And thanks to our corporate sponsors and including you with Nutrition World. Team Monteith has given some money, Quality Tire, Dr. Jeremy Bruce, Nutrition World, First Lead You, and I don't want to forget anybody, but I think that's all of my sponsors at this point. But anyway, thank you.
And so how do people log on when the
day comes? Go to During the Break Podcast Facebook page, or you can go to Nuga Potathon 25, that event page. It'll be on my personal page, Clint Powell, and I'm going to be asking all of my sponsors that day just to put a link on their Facebook page. Just they don't have to pin it at the top. Just put it up there and let it run all day. And you can, it won't bother your feed or anything, but it'll be pretty much, if you Facebook it, you'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Remember Jack D and the automobile mechanics that I use?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Big Mike and his son, Brennan. Well, you know, they came in last week and did the grip challenge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Brennan rocked the world.
Oh, good.
He had a humongous, don't remember exactly, but a humongous number.
Did he beat Scott?
Scott hasn't given me a clear answer. He did beat Scott, but then Scott, I think, said that he ended up beating him, but I'm not so clear.
No, that's not that how it works.
It's, yeah,
you know. Scott's trying to be the winner. You set the base. You don't get to go reset it so people lose, Scott. Come on.
Well, Jack D's a great mechanics, and they're up in Hickson, and always had them to support me as far as the store and also with all of my automotive needs. And, you know, again, last week I talked about the fact that we now have cameras. They're not usable yet for this show. We may end up transitioning to that. I don't know. But at this point, look at those biceps right there. Look at those forearms.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Is that not something?
Well, when we get the cameras up and rolling, I'll be over there with you. I'll get a little tan on these inside these biceps. We'll rock and roll. We'll give a little peek over there. Let's see them forearm guns right there. We'll go for it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, I want to make sure I get this right. My sponsors, just a few real quick.
Yeah.
Nutrition World, Dr. Jeremy Bruce, Quality Tire, First Lead You, and Team Monteith, Whitfield Studios, and I've got them written down here. But anyway, I just want to make sure I say thank you to everybody because I couldn't do it without them. So,
and I want to say thank you to Rev Optimal Living. They have been long-term friends of us. They do amazing technique and therapy to help balance the energetic system of the body to a point that has been life-changing for many of our clients. We have no financial connections at all. We just have been long-term respectful friends of their magic that they do. But he interviewed me on a podcast. I don't know if you saw it pop up. 1 hour and 9 minutes. Wow. I guess the longest one I've ever done. But he pulled stuff, you know, out of me a lot about personal feelings and paths in my life. So it's on my Facebook right now if anyone wants to watch it. And I think on Nutrition World's Facebook too. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a little time left, but we got a few more minutes for a couple more tips on empowering your health. So that as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, and with my superhero co-host, Clint Powell. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to forget what I spoke about in the first segment of how do you get a free Libra 3 continuous glucose monitor?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very easy. If you just Google it, free Libra, L-I-B-R-A 3 glucose monitor or continuous glucose monitor, mm-hmm. it offers you a coupon. So what you will do with that is you will have to just print it out after you fill out the little bit short form. You'll have to take that coupon to some practitioner that will write it. Okay. Now, Optimize You, we have partnered with them very well because, again, I repeat, they understand the philosophical approach of you don't have to be a diabetic to get benefit from this. Me, I'm as far from a diabetic as any human on earth, and I have benefited greatly to see what my trigger foods are that jacked me up. Second trigger food was actually today at lunch. I had sweet basil, and I thought it was rice. Got to be the curry sauce. Got to be the curry.
Did you leave the rice off this time?
Yes. I left a whole bunch of it off. I had brown rice, and I ate about half of what I ate last time. The numbers went up the same.
I have a quick question. What's the timeline on when you eat to getting a readout?
It takes me about, I see it starting to budge at about 12 to 14 minutes.
Oh.
The good thing with me is it, even though it shot way up, it went down pretty fast because I think the supplements I take
What I was saying is you could break that meal down if you wanted to actually do this right. Segment it, take it home, eat one, wait 4 or 5 hours, take the next one, wait one, take four. You know what I'm saying? You could take a little curry. Then you could take the rice.
You could actually
and see. But, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. So, and by the way, I asked where the information goes when you do this. It's mm-hmm. free. Do you still get a place to hold their information?
It goes to your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. And last night, or not last night, today in the gym, I was actually in a suntan bed. That's where I was. I was lying down. I only do moderate amounts because I think some is fantastic for us. It's that bell curve of too much is going to be damaging. But all of a sudden it went off, and I never heard this alarm. My blood sugar dropped too low. Went down to 63, and 63 is where you're starting to feel kind of rotten. Mm. And I actually didn't feel my best today. So what in the heck was going on? Yeah. Don't have a clue. Now, I will say, and I'm going to have to get a lot of words out here fast, I meant to talk about hydrogen water today. Gary Brecka has done several things on hydrogen water. It truly has pretty large amounts of good, solid research showing that it assists the mitochondrial function, the energy level, the thinking. And I drank it this morning. don't know if the hydrogen water had something to do with the blood sugar going down. But this little machine, as you see sitting here on that desk, I think Clint drank some yesterday. Yeah. It's $249. I bought it directly to test it. Haven't decided whether Nutrition World is going to stock it. I'm very impressed at this point, but I'm going to give it a few more days.
How many times have you drank out of that? Because it seems like if that's the first time you've got your alarm going off, then it wouldn't correlate with the...
Yeah, but maybe the working out with it.
I don't think it
was the water.
Maybe the little bunny sticker you're putting on your hip when you do your suntan bed like the girls used to do in seventh grade. Maybe it's got something on the back of the sticker.
It's that forever chemicals
on
there.
Yeah, maybe on the back of the little bunny sticker so everybody can see the... Ooh, Playboy's been in the suntan bed.
Hey, I don't need a sticker. They know I'm Playboy already.
Listen, I was just trying to kill 30 seconds. You don't have to make it a show.
And I don't take off anything other than my shirt, okay? Hey. I am not one of those other kind of people.
That's my fault, audience. I take responsibility for going down that rabbit hole. That's my bad. Not again. We're on the same team, guys and girls. All right. What else we got?
Hey, so a little bit of words of wisdom. I didn't do that last week. Okay. I was very, winter's over. It didn't feel like it today, but it is pretty much close to being over. And this was a really good storyline from the Stoics. Winter has a way of lulling us into bad habits and old vices, kind of like bears in hibernation. And sometimes we burrow deep into a comfortable routine. We found a favorite spot on the couch, our go-to delivery meals, our perfectly temperature-controlled environments, and we hide beneath jackets and sweats. We master the art of avoiding the cold, the wind, and the discomfort as much as possible. I love this word right here. They call it the velvet rut. Velvet rut. Soft and pleasant, but it's still a rut. And yes, for months of dark mornings and early sunsets, trudging through slush and scraping off ice on windshields, it's perfectly reasonable to seek shelter in these ways. But you can't stay this way forever. Just as a seedling must break through the soil, we must break through our comfortable patterns. And nature doesn't stay dormant forever, and neither should we. Stop wondering about, Marcus Aurelius said to himself, perhaps on the eve of a new season just like this one. Get busy with life's purpose, he commanded. Toss aside empty hopes. Get active in your own rescue. And if you care for yourself at all, do it while you can. Mm. And that always rings more true to me when I are getting stories of people who got the phone call. Mm-hmm. The phone call from whoever, the doctor, and said, you know what, we found something suspicious and we need to talk. And, you know, those come out of the clear blue. Those people didn't wake up that morning expecting that phone call.
Nobody
in most
does.
Cases.
So I'll give you the... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to give you the other side of the... Because you were talking about that phone call that's not a great phone call. This is the other side of you never know what's going to happen. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the way to the gym this morning, and I couldn't go. I had to stop. So I get about halfway there, or I'm about to get on the freeway, and I call Andy Smith, who do boxing with. And I go, hey, man, it is a few minutes till 6, and I'm heading to... traffic stopped. It's not going anywhere. I said, I'm going to have to go down Ringgold Road. I'm going to be late. He goes, I'm glad you called. I hadn't left my house yet. So I go down Ringgold Road, everywhere, traffic everywhere. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, yeah, I'm looking at my map thing here now. The interstate's not moving. And I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to do us any good. We won't get there till 7. It'll take an hour because I've been trying to get there for 20 minutes. He said, yeah, we'll just have to kick it till Saturday this weekend. I said, no worries, we'll do it. He sends me a text later. Apparently, a young couple or somebody was on the way to the hospital having a baby, and the baby came anyway. So they pulled over, had to pull over. They had to stop traffic. And here come the EMSs and first. They had a little baby girl on the side of the road right there around the ridge cut. And I thought, you know what? That's a good reason. Everybody's healthy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, everybody got to the doctors, but the baby came, and they did. They were like, well, we're going to need some help.
That is some headlines to read.
I told somebody that's a 20-year, that's a story on a podcast. When I'm long gone, somebody will be telling a story about how, my mom was born on the side of the road in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so you get phone calls that are some bad news, but you also get things in life
that are
full of life and good news.
You are so true. And we tend to have an affinity for the negatives and sometimes dismiss the positives.
Well, as you get closer to what the phone call is probably coming, for one of us, You tend to focus on that a little more, and it's good to be reminded that you've had a life full of the other phone calls, too.
Absolutely.
So that's a good way to look at it. That adds a little bit of why would I not expect to get a little bit of bad when I've had so much good?
We get more good than bad.
Absolutely. That's
almost
my point.
Almost everyone does.
I'm here. That's a good right now in this moment.
Exactly.
There's people that would take what I'm doing and you're doing.
What's wrong at this very moment? Actually, I don't have one single complaint at this
moment. And if I did, who cares? I mean,
Well, if I did, I may tell myself, but I don't have one. I don't. Yeah. Life right now is full of joy and contentment.
We got a minute left. If we get done here, I'll hand you two or three of mine. You can have a couple of my bad things. That's cool.
Well, now by 5:30, I might have a different story. But right now, at this time, I am rocking
and
rolling.
I know one thing we're not going to have.
What?
Neither one of us are in danger of having a baby on the side of the road. I can promise everybody that. That's not a headline that'll be our name attached to.
Well, I'm also not going to have Staphylococcus mutans, even though you will be having some, unless you create a new plan of action.
I'm going to go eat a donut now.
Hey, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.